While Barry police say the driver of the vehicle involved in this week's minor collision with the downtown cenotaph is okay, the incident has raised the question whether there needs to be barriers in place to protect the monument. To the human eye, there's very little damage to the century-old cenotaph, which sits at Memorial Square on Dunlop Street East, after being struck by a car Wednesday afternoon. Barry Police Communications Coordinator Peter Leon told Barry Today that it appeared the driver suffered a medical emergency and was taken to local hospital. When asked on Friday if the driver was okay, Leon said, "Yes, I believe they are fine." Following the collision, City of Barry Senior Communications Advisor Scott LaMancha told Barry Today that some minor repairs to the cenotaph will be required. "A corner block has shifted and we do not know the cost or full scope of work yet," LaMancha said. "It's very seldom that the cenotaph requires repairs as it's very well built with quality materials. There are no barriers around the square from the Dunlop Street side of the public space, which is at the bottom of a slight incline from Owen Street." Craig Nixon, who represents the downtown, said he joined city staff and council in wishing the driver a speedy recovery. When asked if this close call might lead to the need for something to protect the cenotaph from vehicles possibly coming into contact with it, Nixon believes that may be the case. "Fortunately, the slow rate of speed greatly reduced the chances of a more serious outcome than it already was," Nixon told Barry Today. "Yes, I agree that we should be looking at ways to protect the monument from the unlikely chance of it happening again. More importantly, a well-placed barrier that does not impede visibility of the cenotaph or pedestrian traffic would also protect those walking in the area should this happen again," the councillor added. Barry's cenotaph was installed June 29, 1922, and memorializes soldiers from Barry, Innisfil and the former Vespera Township who were killed in action during the First World War, 1914-18. Two slabs adjacent to the central monument have been added over time, along with the names of soldiers who died during the Second World War, the Korean War and in Afghanistan. "This is where Remembrance Day ceremonies are held every November 11th as hundreds of people gather to honor those sacrifices." The downtown cenotaph stands 23 feet high, with a 9-foot statue of a soldier on the top. The crests of the various arms of the service are placed around the monument in the form of shields. During extensive Meridian Place and Memorial Square renovations in 2017, the cenotaph was relocated from the west side of the square to the center. Nixon said the risk of a collision is always possible, especially with the sloping terrain that Barry has. "I suppose there is always that risk, regardless of how unlikely. Unfortunately, most roads that run north-south throughout the middle of the city face the same challenge, since our city was built on a hill," he said. "It is a reminder to all of us to take special care and to be mindful of road conditions and our rate of speed." Fern Tyfer, who is the Barry Royal Canadian Legion's first vice president, branch veteran service officer and parade marshal, said the downtown cenotaph is a sacred spot for many and he's glad to hear there was minimal damage to the monument. "Thankfully, the driver is okay. Human life is most important," he said. "As for the cenotaph, it is the place we gather to honor those who gave their life and also those who served. We do it once a year, though I feel every day is needed when you think of the sacrifice given. But whether or not the cenotaph needs something more to keep vehicles from possibly hitting it again," Tyfer said he wasn't sure how that could look. "I definitely wouldn't want anything that would block anyone's view of it or interrupt the Remembrance Day parade," Tyfer said. "Overall, I like the way it looks now, so I don't know if I'd want it changed. That's just my personal opinion."